This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. We know him, of course, as the mastermind behind the Piano Puzzler. And listeners will also know that Bruce Adolph is an accomplished composer. But many people may not know that for years, Bruce has had a special interest in creating music for young people. In 2000, Bruce wrote Tyrannosaurus Sue, a Cretaceous concerto, to commemorate the unveiling of a new dinosaur at the Field Museum in Chicago. That work will be part of a family concert presented on Sunday, March 10th at Albuquerque's Chemo Theater. And Bruce Adolph, I am delighted to say, is on the phone with us this morning. Bruce, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Spencer. It's great to be here again.
First of all, I want to say the March 10th concert is a presentation of the Figueroa Music and Arts Project. You and Guillermo Figueroa go back a long way.
That's true. Guillermo and I were both students at Juilliard at the same time. We were very good friends. He was known even at Juilliard as just a spectacular violinist and violist, and he had a big, warm sense of humor, and I loved hanging out with him. And yes, it goes back quite a way.
Now, tell us a little bit about the work. You have concocted an imaginary story about a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
It's not exactly imaginary. First, Sue is a real set of bones that was discovered in around 2000 and made headlines all over the world because it was the most complete set of bones of any dinosaur up to that time, and I think it may still be. And the story is really just the story of any Tyrannosaurus Rex. It has to do with chasing a Parasaurolophus and fighting with other creatures, and it goes all the way up to the end of the dinosaur era with a meteor hitting the Earth and the dinosaurs dying. And then the last movement is about human beings, kind of a glorification of the imagination of people. It's a short violin concerto where the violin represents the amazingness of people looking back and understanding all this information that happened 70 million years ago. And that just sort of hit me when I was writing the piece. I said, it's amazing how much scientists know about this.
Tell us a little bit about the music that you wrote for the Cretaceous concerto, Bruce.
The music is scored for 13 instruments, although it can be played by a larger orchestra like it is this time, which I think makes it really fun for everybody. And I decided to cast the piece in a way. So a Tyrannosaurus Rex, the character, is a trombone. Of all the instruments, it's the one that has the most flexibility and power combined. You know, it can be incredibly loud, and it has some terrifying sounds. It has a very human range, like a cello. Not that it's human, but it makes humans feel close to it when they listen. And it's also, strangely enough, I love puns, and I like the fact that there's a T-bone and a T-Rex. I know that's not important, but I happen to like that.
It's now important to all of us.
Yeah.
And Guillermo informs me that he's actually going to have some actual bones of a Tyrannosaurus Rex there on display at the Chemo Theater.
Fantastic.
Bruce, could you share with us a little bit why you were drawn to writing music for young people?
Well, you know, there was a turning point because I had been writing music and not particularly anything for young people when I got a commission from the 92nd Street Y in New York. Asked me to write a piece where kids could participate in some way. So I wrote a piece where kids could do some singing and some stomping on the ground and some other sounds that were written into the piece. And when they showed up, there were 900 kids, and they really loved it, and they were so fantastic the way they participated. It was so amazing to me that I felt I needed to try more of this, and then it just started to become a passion in general. I wanted to have kids in the audience and to relate to them. It's such a fantastic audience. They listen so well. They don't have preconceptions. When they love something, you know it, and if they don't like something, you feel it, but it's much more direct and honest. So I love how that feels. Plus, I think it's very important that arts education, which is really what makes people feel good about being where they are, it's missing from so many young people's lives. So to actually go somewhere and confront live musicians and hear somebody like Guillermo talk and conduct, I mean, that's fantastic. And I'm so glad to be able to provide them with material, too. I love it.
Bruce Adolph has joined us this morning to talk about his work for young people, Tyrannosaurus Sue, a Cretaceous Concerto. The work will be performed on Sunday afternoon, March 10th at Albuquerque's Chemo Theater. It's part of the Figueroa Music and Arts Project's Music, Dinosaurs, and Dance, a fun family frolic. Go to chemotickets.com. Bruce, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us this morning.
Thank you, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.